Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
It's a lovely day, nice and cool.
It feels great.
Very cool. Yes, mm-hmm. It does feel great. Also, Stroh's won.
Oh, that's right. They did.
So
yes.
That was our news and weather.
Mm-hmm.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. There's other news and other weather, but that's all we're really focused on
that
right
is,
now.
That's what's really important.
This is a show where we talk gardening. We really dive in and try to do as much gardening content as possible. And we do that by offering you, the listener, access to experts. And so I'm sitting here with Anita Nelson, who's one of our rotational experts.
That's me.
So she's here to host the show with me today. And she's from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Beautiful spot out there. Fort Bend?
Fort Bend County Road. We're right at the county line between Harris County and Fort Bend County.
That's awesome. Plenty of parking, lots of plants, beautiful features that you haven't even imagined before. So really
it's
cool
spot. It's incredible. In fact, today we'll be carving our pumpkins because we turn carved pumpkins into fountains.
Oh, wow. So we're going to explore that a little bit because I'm interested in that idea. I guess that's a lot easier than using stone.
A lot easier, and it's... It's temporary. It's just for Halloween.
No, sure. I can imagine doing like a crazy jack-o'-lantern face. It looks like it's drooling and the water just comes out the side.
Oh, yeah. The water comes out the mouth. Yeah. And we put lights inside of them. So at night, it's really cool.
Or doing a jack-o'-lantern that has like saran wrap behind the mouth, but it like eyes make it look like it's crying.
Now, I haven't tried that before. That's a good idea.
Well, you know, I like jack-o'-lanterns.
So, I do too.
I also love cooking with pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Anyway, pumpkin, you know, it is a vegetable. So
I know it's
totally
really
suitable.
Funny. You know, if you I have buy pumpkin, carve them, throw the seeds in the compost heap, and then in June I've got pumpkins.
Honestly,
growing out of the compost.
The open style compost heaps are the single best way to grow some of those like long squashes,
the butternut,
spaghetti squash.
And that's how I get them. I don't even work all that hard.
No,
just throwing the seeds in the compost pile is all I do.
And then they take up a ton of space
in
the garden.
They do.
So it's a great thing. But we're going to explore vegetables a little bit later on around the 20-minute moment. But I do want to just keep bragging about the show real quick.
Yes.
We've gathered all these experts. Obviously, Nelson Nursery, Anita's here, but also from the Arbor Gate up in Tomball, Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, kind of bookending the Richmond area, Plants for All Seasons, 249, just past Louetta, and then Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Pretty much all over the city, we've got a knowledge specialist that can kind of come in here and help you out. Also really gives you a great place to take live cuttings of diseased-looking plants or pictures of your lawn, things like that. So nothing is off game. We love talking anything gardening. Nothing off game in the gardening realm.
In the gardening world.
I mean, Anita and I will talk about whatever. So do that. And the soil world, which is definitely like the focus of the show.
It has been and it should be, yes.
Yeah. That's where the roots live. That's where the nutrients are assessed from.
Everything
mostly
starts there.
Yeah. And so if you're trying to grow plants and you don't have very good soil and you're using kind of chemical fertilizer over and over and over, if you haven't already, you're going to see your results kind of reduce.
You really can. And I was driving around yesterday, and I was looking at some of the trees that you can tell when a tree's been treated with the weed.
Oh, sure.
The feed, because the trees will show a certain growth characteristic
gotcha.
That gives it away every time.
How can you describe it?
Well, a tree has this form.
Yeah.
And if you see these weird-looking sprays of leaves spring up out of that form.
Oh, gotcha.
That's a sure sign they've used weed and feed on the lawn.
On the lawn and around the tree.
Yeah, and the tree is trying to overcome it. And it usually does. It almost always does. But
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, 713-572-4610. That's what we'll be doing today. We'll be talking gardening. And we are going to kind of explore lawns, what to do now that it's cooling off in your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's a lot of bad information out there. Risky, even, information of what to do when it cools off. But there are some great things to do also. Anita Nelson here. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Love digging in the dirt, coaxing herbs and vegetables to grow? Start healthier this fall with organic fertilizers, plants, and advice from Wabash Feed and Garden. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to visit a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. You'll find everything you need for fall gardening and healthy pet foods, too. Bring the kids. They'll love our barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610, We're different, and that's good. WabashFeed.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Have you been putting off those yard projects? Good morning, this is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. The time is now to get started on them, and we've got product for you. We're stocked up on trees, shrubs, and perennials, and fall annual color. We were also fully stocked on herbs and veggies for this time of year. Time to get that winterizer down on your lawn and start thinking about treatment for fungus if you've got it, or preventative for fungus if you expect it. We're fully stocked on MicroLife Brown Patch and MicroGrow Granules, our top recommendation for fall lawn care. Mark your calendars. Saturday, December 7th is our annual holiday open house. It's a fun event to prepare for the holiday season. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram to keep up with what's new and incoming and any upcoming events. Also, check our events page on buchanansplants.com. We're located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. And now more of your answers with Anita and Danny.
Thanks, Zach. This is Sports Radio 610, Home Show Garden Pros. Call us at 713-572-4610. Danny, it's funny that you mentioned lawns, because this is my first year of having a lawn. I actually have never had one before. I live in a very forested plot of land, and I put in a lawn, so I really don't know what to do this winter to get my lawn ready. So help me.
That's pretty wild. That kind of you're this avid gardener, been doing it forever, but don't have a lawn. And I think it's a great idea for folks to realize that, like, these things aren't mandatory.
No, they're not. In fact, we never cleared the land where we moved in. We left it forested with forest paths everywhere. But I need to know about lawns for the show, so I have put in a lawn.
Well, I think you – yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yes.
She's mentioned a lot, like, got doing some experiments. Like having some areas with real old sod pieces.
Yes, that's what I did. I put in all the leftover sod pieces that we had at Nelson's. They were all dried out and dying and everything, and most of them lived.
Yeah.
And they're thriving right now, and I treat them with the MicroLife. Whenever it rains, I run out there and put MicroLife on it. I put the Nature's Way Garden Post compost, leaf mold compost underneath of it all.
Oh, wow.
And then I have – the dogs have made this pathway. So on one side, I've done nothing. I'm letting nature see what it does. And on the other side is all lawn. So it's going to be fun to watch and see what happens. And see how that St. Augustine, which – Sherry Hara calls the number one weed in Houston, or the biggest weed that we grow. Mm-hmm. See how it takes over those native weeds that we have growing here.
It's pretty wild how assertive it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's great. And, you know, in foresty spaces like that, that's so interesting to try to get it back and see how that soil biology works with it. But you already know how to take care of the lawn, because the key is the roots.
Yeah.
And you mentioned kind of two important things, MicroLife and doing Nature's Way compost top dressing.
Yeah, this is an area that was formerly covered with weed berry. It was really compact, and it was in production for growing bog plants.
Oh, wow.
And so the soil is dead soil. There's no life in it, so to speak. So the compost, it's all bringing it back and starting to get it fluffy and less compacted, like we talk about all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a bit of a weekly tradition on the show, 713-572-4610. It is a live radio show.
Yes, it is.
As you can tell, see, boop, boop, doo-doo-doo. You know, I can make funny noises. But it also, we have a website that we also connect to our listeners on. We do a podcast that you can get through the website or on iTunes, a Facebook page. But weekly we answer an email from the website. Kind of, you know, Anita's going to answer a question for you guys. So this is where you ready?
Yeah. I hope so, yes.
Oh, you're going to do great.
Okay.
All right. So Kathy asks, we have an area in the corner of our backyard that gets no sun and is very damp slash wet most of the time. What plants would be good for this area?
Oh, that's right up my alley.
What
yeah,
a great
Kathy.
Coincidence.
You can grow – one of my favorites is Sweet Flag, a chorus. The one that thrives the best here in the Houston area is the Golden Sweet Flag, and it has a beautiful grassy look to it. And a lot of the plants that thrive in shade thrive in wet conditions. Mm. So you can grow the polka dot plant. That'll do well. There's a lobelia, not the bright blue one that you're familiar with, but a lot of nurseries carry this very slender white-flowered lobelia that looks horrible in a pot. I call it a pot-ugly plant, but the minute you put it in the ground, it takes off and looks beautiful, and that looks great underneath in a shaded area. And then for really low maintenance is to grow horse herb,
yeah.
which is one of my – I'm planting it underneath my nursery benches, and it helps keep the rest of the weeds down.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because it's not one that throws seeds and then gets into other plants. It's
right.
a spreader more than anything.
Yeah, and I mean, when it's still small, it's really easy to get out too.
Yeah, it
if
is.
If that's something you're interested in. But it's a Texas native.
It is.
A plant I love. And I just – it's so dark green and the flowers are so cute.
The flowers are adorable.
They really are.
It looks beautiful when it spreads in mass. So it's a good native. And I don't really see – do you know if it's a pollinator for butterflies and bees? I don't really see.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then also some moths
some
as well.
Moths.
Yeah.
Yeah, and moths we're not aware of because they're active at nighttime. So.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So it's interesting you mentioned the when we think of – sorry, great answer, 713-572-4610.
Yes.
Great thought. Those are some excellent choices. But you mentioned how often plants that like shade like wet.
Yes.
And I think of like in the woods, which is, you know, or anywhere, most of the country mm-hmm. – if they're shade, you have a lot less evaporation.
You do. But there is such a thing as dry shade, and that's probably the most difficult of all gardening challenges, I would think, to grow anything in dry shade.
Yeah, I'm like thinking of a situation in nature where you'd have dry shade on a regular basis. I guess like a cactus under a big cactus.
Yeah, maybe. Well, my particular piece of property I live on is on a slope, so yeah, there is dry shade.
Yeah, right. Slopes, yeah. I guess, are a great example. Mountainsides.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's a lot of like farkleberries and blueberries and stuff like that.
I have the beautyberry grows really well there.
Okay.
The cherry laurel
is a
native growing all through my property. And then, of course, some of the native vines, which I'm always fighting.
Yes, the vines are... The vines are definitely successful growers.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. Well, another kind of just as I think about shade, I think about sun, and as we cool off, this is something we're going to explore a lot today, is really starts cooling off. And part of that is a lot less evaporation.
And a lot more sun as the trees drop their leaves.
Yeah, so you're going to get more sun in those shady spots.
Yes.
But you're still – you don't need to add water anymore.
Not really. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all, really. Only your potted plants. You got to keep an eye on them.
Right, right.
You go through a stretch here in the winter when it doesn't rain for a week or so, go out and look at those potted plants. They may be dry.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So potted plants, a lot of times people do have annuals in potted plants, and they have annuals and they'll have annuals in their landscaping. And we get a cold blast like this, and some of those summer plants don't like it at all. Even if it's not that cold, they'll start to fade away pretty quickly soon. So... as they move on and we start to replace those, which is something you really should consider, all of our kind of co-op members have beautiful, appropriately timed selections. Mm-hmm. What are some kind of recommendations that you want to give the listeners for fall color or even fall through winter color?
First thing I want to say about fall winter color is it's good for your soul. It's good for your spirits.
Mm.
And a lot of people here in Houston come from the more northern areas where it's just gray, gray, gray all the time.
Yeah, right.
And it isn't that way down here, and it doesn't have to be, and it's wonderful.
Right.
So you can grow pansies right through the winter, almost till June down here.
And there's so many pansies, so many different colors.
And there's the classic. They grow those up north, and pansies will grow right to almost December up north. So they're tough, tough, tough. And then, of course, down here, a plant I wasn't familiar with but I am now is the cyclamen, which will go right through the winter for us. But once the hot weather hits, it's just like, I'm done. I am not going anywhere.
Sure.
And
the cyclamen red especially, like, really has like almost like an eye-confusing element to it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it from afar and you're kind of like, is that a, they have like an illusion over there?
Yeah. It's an amazing plant. It almost looks like little birds. At the flower structure.
Yeah, you're right.
But the thing that's really become big in the last, I don't know, 3 to 4 years, you've probably noticed, is snapdragons.
Yeah, definitely.
Love those. And they come in three sizes. You can get small, medium, and large. So you can get, you can even have a real rainbow of a flower bed.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that's one really thing attractive by them is they have different sizes, as well as a lot of bright colors.
Yep.
You know, it's not just your kind of oranges or your reds or white, you know, it's not Christmas themed or Halloween themed. It's actually like you can give a pretty vibrant winter look.
You really can. And but they do have to be deadheaded. I met the woman who is in charge of all the airport plantings at both airports, and I asked her, how do you keep those snapdragons going? She says they go through and deadhead them every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
And every other one, so that they always have constant bloom of snapdragons. That's how you do it.
Wow.
And it's a pleasant job to do in the wintertime when the weather's nice.
No, absolutely. Get yourself a nice little kneeler or one of those little walker thingies. Pretty cool.
But also there are the nasturtiums, which people aren't – it's not a real familiar plant.
Yeah.
And it comes with a variegated form and a non-variegated form. It has the bright orange flowers. And it's edible. So you should like that one. You always like your dual-use plants in your garden.
Well, I do. I love those.
It's got a spicy kind of peppery taste.
To me, it's real radishy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love radishes. So they're great for salads. Really, really cool plants. That's a great recommendation. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Avoid brown patch, chinch bugs, and other pests this year. Treat your lawn and landscaping now to avoid these issues later. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer dozens of lawn and soil treatments, both organic and synthetic, priced to fit your budget. Come talk to us. We'll get you going on the right path with the right solution. You'll also find seeds, plants, soils, and fertilizer, everything you need for a healthier lawn and garden. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us at southwestfertilizer.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Tonight, this winter stretch, leaves are going to be falling. Lawn still needs to be cut and line trimmed. Power washing, you know, it's as we get more and more moisture, more power washing. Great tools make a huge difference. And a place to get great power tools, especially the hand power tools, is Lansdowne Moody. Great place for gifts. I always kind of like, hey, anything from Lansdowne Moody works for me as a gift. But they have the right tools. They have very quality tools. They don't just go with any brand and try to sell you a terrible piece of equipment. They want to sell you excellent piece of equipment. And when it comes to like home style hand tools, they only sell steel because to them, steel is the best. And I can't disagree with that professionally. I have, you know, used lots of steel in lots of settings. It's a kind of really wonderful stuff. So Lansdowne Moody chooses to offer only steel tools, the number one brand of handheld power tool equipment in America. Chainsaws, hedge trimmers, pressure washers. The cool thing about it is you're never sold a box. You are generally only sold the tool, and they'll adjust it, they'll assemble it, they'll service it, and they'll register it. So it's pretty awesome. So save time and frustration. Upgrade your old equipment that's making you take too much time with steel tools from Lansdowne Moody. So East Freeway, just before 6 and East, Webster, Conroe, Splendora, Hockley, and Bowie 8, just south of 59. So, yeah, good stuff. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. And we're going to go ahead and take a caller. Mark, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you for taking my call. I was interested. My wife has lupus, and she's that's an autoimmune disease where she can catch a cold, and it can be, you know, very lethal. What I was wondering is, indoor plants, don't they filter out the, you know, air, give you better breathing air and all that? And if you could answer a question like any recommendations. And I also have three kids. If it could be an edible plant that we can do indoors and clean the air inside, that would be great. Hope this isn't a dumb question.
No, that isn't a dumb question, and I'm very sorry to hear your wife has lupus. I am very unfortunately familiar with that disease. And yes, you are correct. Indoor plants will remove pollutants from the air. This we know from a study done by NASA. They used plants and they studied to see which plants are the most effective and efficient at removing pollutants from the air, because that would be important in space. And the spider plant, or airplane plant, was the one that was found to be the most efficient. But all of them will remove pollutants from the air. And I think the ratio is one plant per 100 square feet for air purity. But edible, that I'm not so sure about. Danny could answer that question for me.
Yeah, great. It's a great question, Mark. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, am a big fan of indoor plants. I don't have as much success with them, indoor plants, or any potted plants. But I do know that a lot of our vegetables and herbs are kind of full sun requirement plants. But, you know, when it comes down to it, there's always experimentation, right?
Yes, there is, yeah.
And the new lights they're making now, there's a lot of really great lights that do a lot more of the blue and the red and really give the plants what they need as far as that goes. But I would try it. Some things I know can grow pretty well in the shade are spinach, lettuce, and a lot of the root crops like carrots, mm-hmm. onions, beets, things like that.
Well, the important thing to know about indoor plants is most of them are tropical, and they come from regions where they're living in the rainforest, which makes you think they need a lot of rain, but that actually is not true. What happens is very little of the rain reaches the forest floor. So they're used to growing what we talked about, the dry, shady conditions. They're actually, that's their native habitat, and watering them only once a week or so is the key to keeping them alive. Like the fig plant, that fig plant is one of the most replaced house plants in Houston, and it really only needs to be watered once every 2 weeks or so. Mm. So that's your key, not to water it too much.
Oh. I really appreciate this. An interesting thing, I think someone upstairs is watching over me. The spider plants, we've got like tons of spider plants that are growing outside just by our front door, and they become a nuisance. And so I can certainly have a good supply of spider plants to bring inside.
Heck yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, they're easily propagated, so there you go.
They really are.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Thanks a lot for the call, Mark, and we're rooting for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Nice fella.
Mm-hmm.
That is a I think that generally life kind of quality goes up, too, with the more plants you have inside. Obviously, yeah. There's a limit.
Oh, no, there's not. I actually, when I was in college, my dorm room looked like a jungle practically.
Sure, sure. Well, you mentioned maybe you would like to do a little shout-out to somebody out there.
Yeah, I'd like to shout-out to Barbara, who's one of our good customers and an awesome zinnia grower.
Oh, nice.
She grows so many zinnias that people stop to look at her yard when they drive by her house.
Zinnias are just a mm-hmm. wonderful from seed
yes.
plant with such a showy flower, so that's cool.
Yeah, but she buys our plants from us. So.
Nice job, Barbara. All right, yes, Barbara, shout out.
Woo! Yep.
713-572-4610. We'd love to help you answer your question. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now
713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros, we are back. Got an exciting opportunity to talk with Jeff Lowenfels, the author of Teaming with Microbes, Team with Fungi, Team with Nutrients. Jeff Lowenfels, you there?
I am here. That is, always.
Yes. Well, welcome. Welcome to the radio.
Yeah.
So you're coming into town to do a presentation for OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance.
That's correct.
What are you going to be talking about?
I am going to be talking about the soil food web, which of course is the, well, I say of course, but it is the basis of how plants grow without help from you and me. Not that we can't give plants some help, but over the years, I think we've gone to the synthetic chemical side and we give plants way too much help, and we need to learn how to let them do their thing just the way the redwoods do.
Absolutely.
No one fertilizes them. Nobody sprays them with anything.
And
look how far. They do just great. So we need to readjust our gardening and our farming habits, and that's what I talk about in kind of a fun, uplifting way, I hope.
No, absolutely. I've seen you speak a few times, and you're entertaining as well as highly informative.
I'm a frustrated stand-up comedian.
Oh no. Well, that's all right. We have you have your stage, though.
Well, it's a lot better stage than my former one because I'm an attorney.
Okay. Wow.
So you can't really fool around in court, but you can fool around when you talk about the soil food web.
Can't crack too many jokes in front of the judge.
Right. That's right.
Talking with Jeff Lowenfels about soil biology. He's coming to Houston, author of Teaming with Microbes and a few other books, but we're excited because he's coming November 7th. So, Jeff, you come from a real microbiology background.
Well, not really. I come from a geology background.
Okay.
But I'm self-taught in microbiology. When I was a kid and went to school, you know, we had these crummy little microscopes, and the only thing you could see were paramecium, and you said you saw the amoebas, but you never really did. and everything else is just, you know, you could. But today, oh my gosh, the microscope I have today, you know, I waste a lot of time looking at microbes in a microscope. Not that I always know what I'm looking at.
No, right, because sometimes there's some things that are very surprising.
Oh, my gosh, are there ever. And sometimes there's some very scary-looking things, which I don't care to always see. Mm. you know, you're covered with nematodes, these little worms that have various mouth parts. And when you look at those mouth parts close up, oh, my goodness gracious, some of them look very scary. But not to worry, you've survived this long, so I think you'll live a lot longer. But going back to the soil food web, the problem we're facing in the United States and around the world is we're losing our soil, literally losing our soil, inches a year. And obviously there's only a finite amount of soil left. And so if we don't start treating the soil properly, we're going to be in bigger trouble than we are already. And the way to treat the soil properly is to foster a healthy and a diverse set of microbes and the bigger microarthropods and bigger arthropods and even bigger critters than that, like worms and rabbits and all that kind of stuff. We have to learn how to use these things to our advantage, and that's what I talk about.
Here we are talking with Jeff Lowenfels. He's coming in town November 7th, and he's a soil biology expert. You're talking about kind of organisms made of mostly carbon growing a whole population, and that's going to sink a lot of carbon right back into the soil. And
absolutely. Absolutely. And one particular microbe, the mycorrhizal fungi, which is really the subject of my third book, those are responsible for putting most of the carbon into the soil. They're like straws. So So there's a lot of really exciting stuff and a lot of new stuff that's come out, even since last time I was in Houston. This was a couple of years ago. Some really fun, interesting new things that are happening because people are people are now aware and looking at this as a solution to problems we've created. When I wrote the book in 2006 and when I revised the book in 2011, people were still thinking about it. There isn't a day that goes by now that I don't get something sent to me on the internet. Some commercial company, big ones, you know, listed on stock exchanges that are using soil food web techniques to make money.
Yeah, it's so wild. Yeah, it's similar kind of concepts. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, they're using the soil food web, and so that's what I'm going to be talking about at OBA, and I'm really excited to be there. And it'll be a lot of fun.
We're excited to have you. So that's November 7th, 2019, starts at 5 o'clock p.m., and that's registration. And then you come on, and it's a good long talk, hour and a half, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Good.
If anybody's got questions, where to get tickets, obaonline.org/events. And great to talk with you, Jeff. Love your stuff and always love listening to you talk.
And I look forward to seeing you again and love your radio show.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your lawn, garden, and landscaping. Feed your plants with MicroLife fertilizers. MicroLife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins to strengthen your plants. Adding MicroLife improves soil, reduces water use, and builds stronger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. MicroLife granular and liquid fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall is here. Time to plant. Hi, this is Beverly at the Arbor Gate. Fall is our second spring. In fact, it's better than spring. Cooler temperatures and more consistent moisture make it easier on you and the plants. With our warm soils, they can establish their roots before the heat of next summer returns. The fall garden, vegetable garden, is our easiest and best to grow. Time to prepare and plant, whether in ground or in containers. You will find that fall is also the best time to feed. Feed with ArborGate Blend and a top dress of ArborGate Soil Complete. That is to boost your lawn, edibles, and landscape need for fall and winter. The ArborGate Blend and ArborGate Soil Complete, that famous 1-2 punch. Our complete fall schedule is online at arborgate.com or on our app. Subscribe and we will keep you informed on all events. And for all you master gardeners, most classes are eligible for CEUs. Come visit us at 15635 FM 2920 in Tomball, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249. We'll see you soon. And now back to Anita and Danny.
Thanks, Beverly. Welcome back to the show. We have a question. Troy, what's your question?
Hi, good morning. I've actually got a two-part question. One is actually for my father, who lives in Sugar Land, and I've got another question for my yard. So my dad's question is, he's got a fungus that's growing in his yard. It's kind of keeping the St. Augustine from growing, and it's kind of...
Troy, I think we lost you there, pal. But we can still kind of address the fungus portion growing. Troy, please call back. We're delighted to help you answer your question and your dad's question. So Troy's got a fungus growing in his yard. What's your thought?
I don't know, Danny. What is it? I mean, when I think of fungus, I think of the mushrooms, and they're not a problem. So do you think it's not a fungus? It's more like brown patch or?
Well, brown patch is a type of fungus. It's just a much weaker one. If you do see mushrooms growing in your yard, like actual fruiting bodies, that's generally a good thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Anita's pointing to, is that if you see those things, just the toadstools, the mushrooms, that's generally representing a fruiting body of a decent or great fungi.
Yeah, but he said it's keeping his grass from growing.
Right. So that made me think that he's got brown patch.
Uh-huh.
So brown patch, you know, our approach is that fungi is a very weak, wimpy fungi that likes it to be kind of a a monoculture sterile environment. So if you can top dress with compost, you'll really stop the spread of the fungi and improve the soil enough to never have it again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the best thought on there. Troy, hopefully you can call back with your other question.
So, yeah, we get a second question.
Yeah, also the whole idea of kind of when it comes to treating a biological problem, a lot of times we use killers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our pests are kind of like they're the prey in the food web. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're held at bay by nature. And when you disrupt nature, that's a lot of times when they take over.
Yeah, and a lot of times, so when we're talking about kind of feeding the roots, making sure the roots are really healthy and vibrant, we're talking about adding soil life to that space. The roots do a really cool thing of communicating with diverse soil life to get nutrients. And I can't do that if we're kind of continually following a program of chemical fertilizers. We will limit ourselves so much that the roots won't have what they need.
And also you encourage the organisms that keep those pests at bay, the fungus under control,
yeah,
that prey on them, so to speak.
And it's easy to imagine that with, like, you know, cheetahs and gazelles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even like wasps and caterpillars. But it's a little bit harder to think of like one microscopic soil microbe eating another. But that's exactly what's happening, is that there is a predator-prey relationship going on in the soil. And most of your pests, you know, sod webworm is a delicious treat for a lot of different insects if you can introduce them.
Mm-hmm.
Aphids, spider mites, that brown patch is the same way. These are all things that if you can get the predator in the area, you can eliminate the problem. And you do that by building diversity.
And you don't have all those smelly chemicals that you're using and keeping in your garage.
Yeah, and they're not just smelly.
They're dangerous.
Yeah. So a lot of them have on their label, like, you know, don't walk in the space for 2 weeks or 5 days or whatever. And you're not going to see that in a lot of kind of beneficial quality stuff. You're not really going to see that.
Well, the other thing is, for me, it's a source of anxiety to use chemicals because you have to be careful in how much you dose and you have to measure. And when you use organics, there's not that pressure to be real precise in your applications.
Yeah.
So you can do a little too much and you're not – or a lot too much and you're still not going to hurt your plants like you can if you over-treat with a chemical.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's not like putting food on a plate. It's like letting a animal pasture, you know. It's going to eat what it needs to get. It's going to do that. But you're not like serving it right into its face and shoving it and having to regulate it because your dog's an overeater and will eat all of the food in one setting. But it's like, you know, you're building up a stockpile of goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. So, yeah, that's kind of, to me, as we talk about winter, we think of like what should we do with winter for our lawns. Building up that soil microbiology is so key.
Yeah, that's one reason why I like to put out the MicroLife 624 after it rains, because the water activates that particular product, and so when it rains, then it gets into the soil more rapidly.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
Until I see my lawn actually look like it's coming along, I'll continue to fertilize it a little bit.
No, that's great.
But after that, I won't need to do it as much.
No, sure. And when it comes down to it, the root zone of the St. Augustine, of the Bermuda, the soil never gets cold enough in Houston for the root zone to go dormant.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to keep feeding it to get the lushest possible spring, earlier even, lawn, you feed it. And we'll kind of give you some real tips on how to do that, what we see is our main strategy for that feeding, after this quick breaks from some of our favorite people. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Wabash Feed and Garden. A little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're in the midst of answering your questions. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear what's on your mind gardening-wise. We got John Ferguson on the phone from Nature's Way Resources. Hey, John.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Hey, I've been seeing, kind of as I take my dog for walks around the neighborhood, I've noticed something, and it's dyed mulches. You hear a lot of different stuff about dyed mulches. What's your take on them?
They are bad to very dangerous. Some of the dyes, when they leach in the soil, they turn it into concrete. Mm. Other dyes are carcinogenic. So
yikes.
The carbon-nitrogen ratio is off. It steals nutrients, stresses plant, increases the insect, disease problems. They ought to be outlawed, not even be allowed to be sold. They're so bad for the environment.
Well, I'm a little terrified because I have dug lots of holes in, you know, dyed mulch. And almost every time I do that, I'll be around plants, but I won't see any plant roots.
Yeah, they won't go into it. The carbon-nitrogen ratio is wrong. There's no beneficial microbes. It creates pockets of anaerobic decay that's full of pathogens. I mean, it's just any way you want to look at it, you're bad for the soil.
Yeah, gotcha. So we can just stay away from that. And if you want to go with the red mulch, you know, use pine straw. It's a beautiful red product. If you want a dark, really dark-looking mulch, Nature's Way Resources has beautiful compost that's a really dark color.
And even our composted native mulch is a deep, deep chocolate brown.
Yeah, it really is. I've seen it so much, and it's such a great product. So John is the owner of Nature's Way Resources, a wonderful compost facility here in town. I do want to say that John also has a really cool blog on their website called Lazy Gardener Newsletter Blog. And, man, just great information always being dished out. And that website is naturewayresources.com. And he really knows his stuff. So it's my pleasure to have you on talking to you.
Well, thank you, Danny. You have a great day.
Thanks, John. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610-713-572-4610. Troy, you're back.
Hey.
We're anxious to hear that second question.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? Sorry about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my second question is I live in Cypress. We have a Bermuda lawn. I was wondering, when do I start laying down the pre-emergent for the upcoming year? I had a real bad Pollyanna issue last year. And I would almost cry every time I'd go outside because the Bermuda would just be sprouting Pollyanna on a weekly basis. So I definitely don't want that this year, and I want to get ahead of it. So what do you suggest I start laying down the pre-emergent?
Now. You put it down now. I just put it down in my yard. I used Barricade. But what's Pollyanna? I don't know what that is.
It's a weed that's been growing in my yard. Mm-hmm. It sprouts it usually sprouts about February.
Mm-hmm.
And it spreads like a wildfire. It's just all over the yard.
So Troy, for a weed that sprouts in February, you do want to get some down now, but probably you would do another treatment of Barricade or something like that early January to really have it be fresh and that layer be kind of viable right there before that plant comes up. So that's a tricky thing about pre-emergence is that you have to time it really well. It's not something you can do all the time willy-nilly because it's not like it's not great for the soil. It doesn't do a lot of damage, but at the same time, it's not really good for it. So I would just, you know, do your research on your weed. If you are seeing it in February, January is probably your time to do Barricade, but you do it now and you can start stymieing the seeds that are starting to mature and get ready to pop. So
okay, so do it now, even though the Bermuda's getting ready to go dormant. Like the grass is getting ready to go from green to brown to yellow until, you know, maybe about January. So even though the grass is going to be dormant for the next few months,
well, I mean,
it anyway right now?
Yeah, I mean, the Bermuda's not going to come back from seed, right? And that's all pre-emergent does is it stymies seed growth. So it makes seeds unable to sprout. And so that's not going to affect your Bermuda either way. In my opinion, Bermuda is such an aggressive, assertive grass that if you can maybe do a light overseeding with winter rye and then in January start worrying about doing your pre-emergence, but then following up your pre-emergence with a good compost top dressing, you'll get to the point where your Bermuda will outcompete any comers.
Okay.
Hey, I just looked up Pollyanna. It's Poa-annum, so.
Yeah. Poa is what we call it, and it effectively is a very kind of cool weather grass. It pops up and grows a lot, and it sort of has a really long season. So pre-emergent-wise, as an approach, I would say your first ideal step is a compost top dressing to control the Poa.
Okay.
Yeah. So compost top dressing is where you get good compost and you just kind of spread it everywhere in the lawn.
It spreads. It spreads like a wildfire.
No. Compost top dressing is that. Is you spread a very thin layer, eighth of an inch, fourth of an inch, everywhere in the lawn, and it improves the soil so much that the Bermuda doesn't let the Poa come up. It doesn't give you the space for the Poa. But the Poa is kind of a wild, or I guess weed version of rye.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting that you've got that, but I would consider a later pre-emergent and then definitely a compost top dressing.
And it all disappears in the summertime because it's a cool weather weed too.
Right. It got burnt up in the summertime, but in the spring it was very troublesome.
I hear you. I've got it all over my pathways.
How tall are you growing your Bermuda? How short do you cut it?
I could tell you we have a guy who comes and cuts it, but he does a pretty good job. He's not cutting it too low, but I guess sometime in the spring we're going to have to scalp it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to scalp it to start the like in January you could scalp it and do your pre-emergent. But again, or if you wanted to just kind of get to a point where that Poa is not going to get any sun, doing winter rye now, like doing overseeding with perennial rye now, that might be a way to just make sure the Poa doesn't get a chance.
Okay, fantastic. Yes, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Troy. 713-572-4610. We're going to go straight to Barbara. Barbara, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, Danny and Anita. This is Barbara. And I wanted to thank Anita for her shout-out to me this morning.
Nice.
I'm the one that has the beautiful zinnias, thanks to Nelson's Water Gardens. And I have a funny story that a delivery driver came to my door, and he asked me if my zinnias were real or artificial.
That's
and
great.
He thought I was planting fake flowers.
People do that.
Yeah, because they were so large and beautiful, and I have had people take pictures of them and stop and tell me how beautiful they are, and I just want to thank Nelson's for their beautiful flowers. I don't have a green thumb. It's Nelson's.
I don't know.
Oh, thank
I was going to ask you what your secret is, Barbara.
My secret is Rolf and Anita at Nelson's Water Gardens.
Pretty good secret.
Yes, and they just were absolutely beautiful this summer, and I just am so happy that my neighbors and everyone enjoyed my yard as much as my husband and I did.
Well, that's awesome, Barbara. Congratulations on your excellent zinnia growing, and I'm going to give Anita a high five during our break to congratulate her as well.
Great. Everybody's happy when Barbara comes to the store. We all love to see you.
Oh, thank you, Anita. I love to be there.
That's awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Barbara, and best of luck to your flower growing and all your seeding operations.
Thank you very much, Danny. Have a wonderful day.
You bet. You bet. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you as well. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back, and we are talking gardening, answering your gardening questions. Got this fun segment that's really doing great. It's called Ask the Yard Geek. We're going to keep on answering questions, but now Bob Patterson's going to help us out. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for asking that question. Can I ask you a question?
I am sitting here waiting for you. Let's go.
Well, really, Sandy in Bray Oaks is asking the question, and she writes, I've used organic top dressing this year, and my St. Augustine looks better than ever. Nice job, Sandy. What can I do now to reduce or eliminate weeds over the winter?
Well, once again, kudos to Sandy for following the organic schedule and building up that lawn with the organic top dressing. That is, it's wonderful.
For sure.
Now, the good news about this, Sandy, I think, and I'd be willing to bet Danny's paycheck on this,
uh-oh,
I think with the better looking the yard is and the thicker the yard is, she's automatically going to have less weeds next spring because of the thickness of the yard and just because of that. But if you want, we can do a weed preventer. We can do a synthetic with either Barricade or Dimension. Or if we want to go organic, we can put down corn gluten meal.
Mm.
And that comes in either in a powder or a granular. I would suggest you putting that down about the 1st of November. That will keep weed seeds from germinating.
Okay.
And really keep any of those weeds from coming up. And plus, it just breaks down to organic material that continues to feed the lawn. So, folks, if any of you want to find out what Sandy did, how she did it, why she did it, come on by Southwest Fertilizer. Or if you have any other problem, just take a picture or bring in a sample, and I'll be glad to look at it and give you some advice, either organic or synthetic. We're easy to find. We're Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Or if you have a question, email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.